1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy with
first ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is
caught.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from Pleasant Valley Elementary. Here in the Peters Township School District, all of a sudden summer-like weather is here for the WPIL softball quarterfinals. As today, we have a couple of big dog programs. The 9-time WPIL champion Chartiers Houston Buccaneers square off against the 6-time champion Riverside Panthers in a rematch of a semifinal from 1 year ago. 7th-seeded Riverside comes into today's game with an overall record of 9-5, settling for 4th place in Section 1. In the first round, they got past 10th-seeded Brentwood 6-1. 2nd-seeded Chartiers Houston, Section 3 champions, and an overall mark of 17-2, survived a scare in the first round with 15th-seeded Wash High. The Bucks needed a leadoff triple from Aubrey Randolph in the bottom of the 7th and a walk-off, one-out sacrifice fly from Mackenzie Schumar to defeat the Prexies 2-1. Today's broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network is presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home, people you know committed to helping you through a difficult time. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Visit Green. Green County is something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Schweinebraten Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. And by Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated, wishing the Bucks good luck driving for another WPIL championship. Once again here at Pleasant Valley Elementary in the Peters Township School District, and we welcome you into the Visit Green pregame show. We will step aside, bring you back, and set the stage for today's quarterfinal matchup here from Peters Township on the WJPA Sports Network. Again, this is the Visit Green County pregame show.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In your time of need, Rob McIlvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet, and you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Welcome back here to Pleasant Valley, the home plate meeting taking place. Let's take a look at the WPIL UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Softball Championship, presented by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Quarterfinal bracket, we have number 1 Laurel taking on number 9 Frazier today at North Allegheny High School at 5 o'clock. The 13th-seeded Brownsville Falcons upset South Allegheny and will take on Neshanic at Montour. That was a 3 o'clock start today, already underway there at Montour.
Our game is the 2 versus 7 on the right side of the bracket. Chartiers Houston with a win over Wash High, 2-1. Out here taking on Riverside, 6-1 winner over the 10th-seeded Brentwood Spartans on Thursday. Bottom half of that side of the bracket has Bentworth. The Bentworth Bearcats, 3rd seed in the bracket, 5-0 victory over Burgettstown on Thursday. Today they are taking on Shenango, the 6th seed at Montour. That game taking place at 5 o'clock. We'll try to keep you updated on scores from those games as well. Very busy day here across the WJPA Sports Network and our friends at greensports.net. This doubleheader is a Washington Green doubleheader. Following our matchup, we'll have Jefferson Morgan taking on Sarah Catholic. We also have a doubleheader starting with West Green taking on Southside, and then followed by Carmichael's facing Swickley Academy. That is at Trinity starting at 5 o'clock. The baseball side at W&J, there's a Green County doubleheader. Jefferson Morgan starts that. Jefferson Morgan, Greensburg Central Catholic starting at the same time as we are here today. That'll be followed by Carmichael's and Eden Christian baseball at W&J today at Ross Memorial Park. We also have coverage of Cannon Mack taking on Seneca Valley. That game being played at Boyce Mayview Park, and that game getting underway at our same time here at 4 o'clock as well. We'll try to keep you up to date with updates there. Randy Gore, our friends with the North Allegheny Sports Network, helping us out with that broadcast. And then later on, we will have California and Fort Cherry baseball coming your way. Bob Gregg will have the call from Peterswood Park. And that is through our friends at the Trib Live, the Trib High School Sports Network, producing the video for us there. So we are spread all over the place today for a lot of quarterfinal action, both in baseball and softball, and happy to bring all that action to you here on the NFHS Network and, of course, our friends at greensports.net and here on the WJPA Sports Network. Well, we will dive a little closer into this matchup when we come back on the Visit Greene County pregame show.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Let's get into our starting batting orders here for these two teams, beginning with Riverside. They'll lead off with left fielder Stevie Drake, followed by third baseman Addie Burry. Batting in the third spot will be Addie Drake. She's at second base. Batting fourth is their catcher, and that is Saren Hoover. Batting in the fifth spot is Josie Cummings. She'll be at first base. Batting sixth will be Ava Cummings in center field. Kara Sutphin is their designated player, and she'll bat in the seventh spot. Eighth hitter is shortstop Emma Stockman, and Ayla Sterner is the starting pitcher, and she will be batting into the nine hole. Drake, Burry, Drake, followed by Hoover, Cummings, and Cummings, and then Sutphin, Stockman, and Sterner. Here as we bring you your starting lineups brought to you by Valley View Farm. Take a look at the other side now. The Chartiers Houston Bucks. Lauren Rush leads off today. She's at shortstop today. Center fielder Brooklyn Hess will bat second. Third base Kira Drylak batting in the third spot. Shauna Riggle will bat cleanup and play second base. Taryn Drylak is the pitcher. She'll bat in the five hole. Batting sixth is left fielder Aubrey Randolph. Had the big triple in that contest at Trinity the other day. Zaylee Fawn is the designated player today, batting in the seventh spot. Batting eighth will be catcher Sydney English. And then rounding it out is right fielder Mackenzie Schumacher in the nine hole. She had the big game-winning sack fly to defeat Wash High in walk-off fashion. That's your starting lineup, brought to you by Valley View Farm. First pitch is coming your way next here on the Visit Green County pregame show.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Boy, just in time to get things started here as we bring you in here. We've got Riverside getting set to go, and that's going to be a problem. Need to get our game reset here. Taryn Drylack's going to handle the pitching duties for Chartiers Houston, and we'll get you that full defense here in a moment. It's ball one. That looks a little better. Stevie Drake leading off here for Riverside. Ball one here from Drylack. Addy Berry and Addy Drake are due up here for the Panthers as well. Ball two as this one sails high. After this at-bat, we'll get you set with the Chartiers Houston defense as well. Happy to have you along on the WJPA Sports Network and here on the NFHS Network. Getting underway, a very busy day here on the network. This pitch across the outside corner for a strike. 2-1 now to the leadoff hitter, Drake. Apologize for the shaky outfield camera. I don't know if somebody's pushing on the fence out there. Lots of tents around today, and rightfully so with the heat. Here's the pitch from Drylack. That sails up high. Now 3-1 to the leadoff hitter, Drake. Three balls, one strike. As Drylack comes set. Here's the pitch. Pop foul and back over the backstop out of play. And that fills the count here at 3-2 to Stevie Drake, starting left fielder for these Panthers. Panthers wearing the all-green uniform today. White pinstripe down the leg. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Nice comeback for Drylack to get the strikeout of Drake to get things started first out. And let's take a look at that Chartiers Houston defense now if we could. Drylack pitching. It is English behind the plate. Then you've got across the infield Hollenbach at first. Riggle at second. Shortstop is Rush. And Kiera Drylack at third. Left to right in the outfield is Randolph, Hess, and Schumacher. Addy Burry takes ball one. One ball and no strikes here to the second hitter. Batting from the right side here is Burry. First batter, Drake, was a lefty. And now this one across for a strike. 1-1 the count. Pleasant Valley Elementary, you look at the field here, it is all turf. It is painted, if you will, the brown turf, and you know, made to host softball here, but there are a lot of lines everywhere else for various sports. All-purpose field, swing and a miss. 1-2 the count to Bury. Been hosting a lot of games here, though. WPL like to get games on turf, certainly. It is a centrally located field as well. So, I mean, the reasons are there to bring a lot of games here. It's not exactly a traditional softball field in the sense. This one is popped into foul territory and drifting over, making a fine play as Hollenbach from first into foul territory. And there's two away. Get a chance to see this on the replay there. Hollenbach tracks it going toward that Chartiers Houston dugout, makes the catch. And we've got two outs now with the batter Addie Drake coming to the plate. After the foul out, base is empty and two away for the three hitter here, Drake. Also batting from the right side to face Drylack. First pitch misses a little low for a ball. Couple pairs of sisters, actually three sets of sisters on this Riverside team. Stevie Drake, the sister of Addie Drake. Also, Josie Cummings and Ava Cummings are sisters. And there's a couple Yohi sisters that are on the bench to start the game here today. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count to Addie Drake. We're in the top of the first inning. Pitch here. Popped up, and this is going to drift back over the backstop and foul. That's out of play. 1-2 now the count to Drake. Bob Gregg making an appearance here. Spectator today at Pleasant Valley Elementary. One ball and two strikes as Drylack comes set. Here's the pitch. And that one is rolled in for a ball. 2-2 the count. Drylack fell behind Stevie Drake, but battled back to get the strikeout. Then the quick foul out of Addie Bury. Chance to have a clean top of the first here for Taryn Drylack. And here's the 2-2 pitch. That misses low and in for a ball, and now it's a second three-ball count here in this top of the first as the count runs full to Drake. Drylack has her sign, comes set. Here's the pitch. And that missed low and in for ball four, and Riverside has their first base runner of the ball game with the base on balls. Bring up Saren Hoover. Cleanup hitter here with a chance now to do a little damage, a base runner on with two outs. Saren Hoover, the starting catcher on this Riverside team. Again, these two teams, certainly a lot of history with these programs. Drylack's first offering is grounded left side. Tough play for the third baseman. They're going to say a foul ball. So we can't see that from our vantage point here in the right field corner. Tough to tell down that third base line any idea of fair and foul. And according to our cameraman, Luke Andrusik, he says she fouled it off her leg. So that would take the line out of any question there. If it's fouled off the leg in the batter's box, it is immediately a dead ball. No balls, one strike to Hoover. Drylack's pitch. That one bounces in. Runner's going to take off for second. Not running on the play, but she'll advance on the wild pitch. And a count 1-1. Here's the pitch from Drylack. And that misses outside. Certainly starting out here with a pretty tight strike zone. That was a close pitch. Drylack couldn't get the call. Two balls and a strike. Runner at second base is Riverside trying to get on the board here in the top of the first after two outs. Ground ball, left side. And the throw across in time from Russ. That'll retire the side. One runner left on base after the walk, but no runs here in the top of the first. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Riverside, nothing. Chartiers, Houston coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Heading into the bottom of the first inning here. Riverside stranded the one runner at second base. Let's get you a look at the defense here for Chartiers Houston. Sterner pitching, Hoover behind the plate. Cummings, Drake, Stockman, and Burry across the infield first to third. Outfield left to right, Drake, Cummings, and Ewing, as you see there on your screen. And actually, we could have probably had a little bit of a longer break there in that first inning because the catcher was the last batter at the plate, so she's got to get herself all ready to go for the bottom of the first inning. But out there now, Lauren Rush will lead things off here for Chartiers Houston. It'll be Rush followed by Brooklyn Hess and Kira Drylack. A little bit of a different lineup, not much different, just subtle changes for Trisha Alderson. She flipped Rush and Hess from the Wash High game. Hess led off in that game. Rush batted second. Also a flip between Randolph, the sixth spot, and the seventh spot, Zaylee Fauner. Those two flipped today as well. But for the most part, very much like it was against Wash High, and talking about a game that, you know, really could have gone either way. Just a 1-1 ball game. And in that seventh inning, Chartiers Houston prevailed, but certainly had themselves a little bit of a scare in that one. Maybe a little bit of an unexpected scare, a 2 versus 15. But Wash High, certainly a program coming on, and good to see from the little Prexies as well. We saw them battle very hard with Bentworth earlier in the season as well. That game was also a 2-1 2-1 loss for Wash High, but certainly going toe-to-toe with some of the bigger players, at least from last year's WPIL bracket. This first pitch is up high from Sterner. And it's ball one to Lauren Rush. The 1-0 pitch. And a pop fly into right field. Coming in is Ewing, and she'll make the play just before she got to that brown turf. As you'll see here on the replay, the first out recorded with the pop out into right field. I'll bring up Brooklyn Hess, center fielder for Chartiers Houston. And the first pitch from Sterner, taking ball one. Looked like Hess maybe trying to get one of those running starts at that pitch. Now should go to the left side here with Brooklyn Hess. That pitch misses for a ball. Count 2-0 here to the center fielder, Brooklyn Hess. Here's the pitch, and again, kind of taking that running start this time, and pitches in there for a strike, 2-1. Just looking for maybe that slap type of bunt here. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch from Sterner, and that's fouled back to the backstop, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes to the two-hitter in this Chartiers-Houston lineup. Here's the pitch from Sterner, and that one skips in for a ball. That'll run the count full. Base is empty with one away here in the bottom of the first. Again, our shaky center field camera. You can see somebody leaning on the fence out there. I think that's our culprit. Payoff pitch coming here from Sterner. Fouled. No, it is down the line and fair. Thought that was fouled off toward those uprights and all the way to the corner, rounding second, heading for third. She'll be held there with a one-out triple. Brooklyn Hess slaps it right down the line off the bat from our angle. I thought that was fouled off, but it goes right down the line and into the left field corner. And the triple for Hess to get things rolling here for Chartiers Houston. They'll have a runner at third with one away for Kiara Drylak. Again, our vantage point here, left or right field corner, actually in foul territory, just to the side of the foul pole here in right field. That's also the vantage point of Luke Andrusik and his camera. Noah Tennant running the controls for us today. I'm Jason Tennant here from Pleasant Valley. Kiara Drylak batting with a runner at third and one away. This one sails up high, count 2-0 to Drylak. Ava Sterner, the pitcher here for Riverside, kicks and deals, and there's a strike. Very hot day here at Pleasant Valley Elementary. Looking back to Thursday, we were at Trinity for a doubleheader, and I did not dress warm enough that day. This pitch sails, and it's going to get past everything to the backstop. That's going to allow the run to come in and score. On the wild pitch, Brooklyn Hess scores from third base. And Chartiers Houston is on the board. Count now 3-1 to Drylak after the wild pitch. But Drylak, no chance at an RBI unless she puts one over the fence now as the runner comes home from third base. And this pitch is in there for a strike. That'll fill the count at 3-2. Each of the last two batters going to a full count here against Ava Sterner. Sterner's payoff pitch, and this is ripped into left field, but right at the left fielder, Drake. She'll make the catch. Didn't even have to move on the play, and a good thing, because if that is to the left or right of her at all, that was hit on a rope and certainly would have been down and possibly to the fence as hard as that ball was hit, but hit right at the left fielder. The out is made, and now Shauna Riggle will come to the plate here for Chartiers Houston with two away. And the base is empty here in the bottom of the first. Chartiers Houston with a 1-0 lead. First pitch rolls in for ball one. Count 1-0. Here's the pitch from Sterner. Swing and a miss. Chased one low. And the count 1-1 here to Shauna Riggle. One pitch. Little floater over the second baseman's head. Drake had no chance at that as it drops in front of the right fielder Ewing. Two out single here. Little blooper from Shauna Riggle. And the Bucks keep the inning going here. That'll bring to the plate Taryn Drylak, a chance to help out her own cause as she faces Sterner, her pitching opponent. Sterner kicks and deals, and this is fouled off. Dan Artisan couldn't handle that one. Hot one down the line. Tried to barehand it. Couldn't come up with it. Dan Alderson there. Across from his wife, Trisha Alderson, who's the third base coach and head coach. This one bounces up over the head of the third baseman, Burry, and that gets into left field. Going first to third, and now heading into second base Riggle first to third, Drylack into second on the throw. Back-to-back singles for Chartiers Houston have the Bucks set up with second and third and two out. That'll bring Aubrey Randolph, who had the big triple Thursday, will come to the plate here now with a chance to do some more damage for Chartiers Houston in this top of this bottom of the first inning. We're going to have a runner here at second base. Drylack, the pitcher, will have a courtesy runner. And it looks like that's going to be number three. Natalie Dady will run for Drylack. Dady at second base. Riggle at third. And Randolph at the plate, looking to add on here in the first inning for Chartiers Houston. One run already in on a wild pitch after the Brooklyn Hess triple. Strike one here to Aubrey Randolph. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss. And Randolph in the hole here, 0-2. As Sterner looking to limit the damage in this bottom of the first inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and Randolph sends one into center field, and that is going to be caught by Cummings, drifting over here to her left into right center field. She'll make the catch and end the threat for Chartiers Houston here in the first. We played one, Chartiers Houston one, Riverside nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
We head to the top of the second inning. Chartiers Houston scores to get on the board on a wild pitch. 1-0 they lead it here over Riverside. Riverside will send the 5-6-7 part of this batting order to the plate. Josie Cummings will lead things off. Facing Taryn Drylack for Chartiers Houston. Give up the one walk in the first inning. That was a two-out walk, and this pitch starts low, ball one. There's the 1-0 pitch, and that's in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Taryn Drylack, again facing the 5-6-7 part of this batting order in the second inning. Swing and a miss, strike two. 1-2 the count to Cummings. Get a little breeze coming through here to try to keep it bearable. Summer-like conditions all of a sudden. We were bundled up on Thursday at Trinity, and much different today. Swing and a miss, strike three. Second strikeout of the ball game for Drylack as Cummings goes down on strikes. Ava Cummings now, her sister comes to the plate. Base is empty, one away in this top of the second inning. Chartiers Houston left a couple on in the bottom of the first, so had a chance to tack on to their 1-0 lead, but Ava Sterner, pitcher for Riverside, limited the damage. This one's fouled back to the backstop. One strike here to Ava Cummings. Kara Sutphin waits on deck, also due up here in this second inning. Drylack comes set. Here's the pitch. Popped foul out of play. Oh, we had a freeze on the computer, apparently. 0-2 the count to the center fielder here, Cummings. No balls and two strikes. Already Drylack has found herself in a few deep counts, but she's done well. Other than the two-out walk in the first inning, the only base runner so far. This pitch misses high and away, 1-2 the count. Drylack rocks and deals. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts here to start the second inning for Taryn Drylack. As Cummings and Cummings, the two sisters, shut down with strikeouts. That'll bring Kara Sutphin, the designated player, to the plate. Sutphin hits for the right fielder Ewing in this Riverside lineup. Infield playing in here on Sutphin, as you saw Hollenbach certainly scoot in a bit, as did the other corner infielder, Kara Drylack from third, creeping in a little bit. First pitch was fouled back. No balls and one strike here to Sutphin. Drylack struck out Stevie Drake to start the ball game. Next strikeout wasn't until two batters ago. Now has struck out two in a row. Count 1-1 here to Sutphin. Winner will move on to the semifinals. Scheduled date is Thursday for those semis, and they would take on the winner of Bentworth and Shenango. That game's scheduled for a 5 o'clock start today at Montour. This pitch misses low for a ball. Now 2-1 the count to Sutphin. Again, game one of our doubleheader here at Pleasant Valley. Jefferson Morgan will take on Sarah Catholic in the second game, scheduled for a 6 o'clock start. And that pitch just misses. 3-1 now to Sutphin. And much like the first inning, where Riverside was able to get a two-out walk, chance to do that here as well, with Sutphin ahead 3-1 in the count. Here's the pitch. And this is lifted into deep left field. Randolph going back. She has it measured, and she will make the catch. And that will retire the side. The Panthers go down in order in the top of the second inning. After an inning and a half, Chartiers Houston 1, Riverside nothing, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In your time of need, Rob McIlvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home.
Want to thank Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated as well for their support. Wishing the Bucks good luck driving for another WPIAL championship. The good folks at Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated. Heading to the bottom of the second inning for Chartiers Houston, Zaylee Fawner will lead off. Out of the seventh spot, bottom third of this Buccaneer lineup, and Fawner fouls the first pitch over her own dugout. Strike one. Fawner, the designated player here in the lineup today. Sydney English and Mackenzie Schumar round out the bottom third of the order. 1-1 count here to Fawner. Sterner's pitch. That one misses low for a ball. Now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. And this is lined down the line, and that is a fair ball. Leadoff single here for Zaylee Fawner. As Chartiers Houston has been turning on Sterner a bit, getting these balls right down the line. And leadoff runner here at first base as Zaylee Fawner starts this second inning. Sydney English now comes to the plate. First pitch, and this is laid down. Third baseman Burry comes up throwing, gets the play over to first, and now just getting back to second base. Sacrifice worked well to get Fawner to second. You'll see it here. Drops the bunt, third base side. Burry makes the throw over to first, and then they throw back to second base where Fawner had rounded the bag, and actually a very close play as she got back to second, but all said and done, the sacrifice goes 5-3 and works executed well to get Fawner into scoring position. Brings up Mackenzie Schumar now, and Schumar looks at strike one. Ayla Sterner. That pitch misses high. 1-1 the count. One away here in the bottom of the second inning. Runner at second base for the Bucks. Sterner rocks and deals. Sails high. Count goes to 2-1. Lauren Rush, top of the order here for Chartiers, waits on deck. And this pitch misses for a ball. Now 3-1 to Schumar. Of course, first base empty here, but I think if you're Ayla Sterner, you don't want to see first and second, one out and top of the order. Would like to get the nine-hitter Schumar here. But it's a ball four, low, and Sterner heads to first, or excuse me, Schumar heads to first base. So that is first and second for Chartiers Houston. Top of the order, Lauren Rush back to the plate. Rush popped out to right field in her first at-bat. Chance here. Okay. That pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Is Bob still here? Let's see if we can get some water. This pitch is chopped foul at the plate. 1-1 the count. And the 1-1 is grounded to third. Little trouble with it, though. Diving to try to get the tag. What's the call? They did get the out call at third. We might not have a great look at this. We'll see if we do. This is down the line. You see the bobble? And we do have a look at it. Couldn't see whether she actually made the tag, but the umpire right there to make the call. Fielder's choice will go 5 unassisted as Fawner is tagged out trying to go to third. Lauren Rush on the fielder's choice at first base. And into second goes Schumar. But two away now here in the second inning. And Brooklyn Hess the batter. And Hess with that running start again looks at ball one. Two on, two out. Here's the 1-0. And that one sails up high. Runners break after the catcher didn't catch it cleanly, and both runners will get in there on the pass ball. Pitch didn't miss by much, but catcher Hoover didn't field it cleanly. Stayed in front of her, but pretty heads-up base running for both Schumar and Rush. to advance on that pass ball. So second and third now. Pitch up high. That's 3-0 to the batter, Hess. And here's the pitch. And that's ball four. So the bases are loaded now after the walk to Hess. And that'll bring up Kira Drylak. Lined out to left field in her first at bat. Chance to do some two-out damage here in the second inning. Chartiers Houston leading 1-0, looking for more. First pitch from Sterner is skipped in for ball one. No place to put Drylak. Already two walks in the inning, one to Schumar and one to Hess. Schumar stands at third, Hess at first. Here's the 1-0. And this is ripped and down into center field and going all the way to the fence. One run going to score, two runs going to score. They'll wave home a third. A bases clearing double for Kira Drylak. And Chartiers Houston leads it 4-0. Schumar from third, Rush from second, Hess from first, and Drylak into second base, putting a little space between the Bucks and the Panthers here as Shauna Riggle comes to the plate. And this pitch misses low and in. Ball one. Riggle singled in her first at-bat, fouls this one out of play. Count goes to 1-1. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Chartiers Houston with a three spot here has opened up a 4-0 lead. Here's the pitch from Sterner. Ground ball, past Sterner. Going to be a tough play for Stockman. It's short and not in time. Infield single for Riggle will keep the inning going and move Drylak over to third base. Now Taryn Drylak will be the eighth hitter of this inning. Actually, the Riverside coach want to have a word here. Talking things over there with the umpire after the call, I guess thinking maybe they got the play at first base. The umpires are going to talk now, so apologize. Luke Andrusik, a little heat-related, not feeling well here, so we're trying to get by. We're trying to try to get somebody's attention here between innings, try to get a little water out here to our booth in right field. Umpire's still talking this over. I don't know. I'm assuming the question is they're going to say out at first. Who makes that call and changes that call? And now Trisha Alderson wants to have a conversation. There wasn't any kind of interference on this play unfortunately we don't have a great replay of it, but that is going to end the inning. Alderson is still going to make her thoughts known as she heads over to the dugout, but not sure. The call overturned and the out is called at first base, so Riggle was denied that hit, and that will end the inning. So we have now played two. Chartiers Houston leading 4-0 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Luke Andrusik battling through the nausea, if you will, or whatever might be the case. But back on camera here as we head to the top of the third inning. Emma Stockman, the eight hitter. We got Andrusik over here suffering from the heat. We got Noah over here suffering from the allergies. We're just a total mess out here in right field. We're battling through. 4-0 Chartiers Houston here in the top of the third inning. Pitch in for a strike. 1-1 the count to Stockman. She is the eight hitter and shortstop on this Riverside team. This pitch sails up high for a ball. Count 2-1. As Taryn Drylack comes set, here's the pitch. That's in there for a strike. 2-2 the count. He's trying to reach out to Scott Moore, site manager here today, and see if we can get some water. He did at least give me the umpires, so we can pass those along to you as well. Umpires came into play in that last inning, and we get a called strike here. Now count 3-2. Apologize. Full count here. Count is right now to Emma Stockman. Three-two payoff pitch from Drylack. Fouled off. We'll do it again. Home plate umpire Jacob Davey. First base Taylor Holt and Dave Gatling at third. Those three umpires made a decision to overturn a call to end the second inning after what looked like a infield single for Chartiers Houston. This pitch is a called strike three on the inside corner. And Stockman goes down looking. Fourth strikeout, first one caught looking for Drylack. And that'll bring her pitching opponent to the plate now, Ayla Sterner. Sterner's first at-bat of the ballgame here out of the 9-hole before we'll see this Riverside lineup for a second time, at least a leadoff hitter for a second time here in this third inning. This pitch misses for ball one. One ball and no strikes to Sterner. Here's the pitch from Drylack. It's in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike to Ayla Sterner. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. 1-2. Just one base runner allowed, first time through the order so far. This is the 9-hitter. That one base runner, a two-out walk to Addy Drake in the first inning. Drylack otherwise has kept Riverside off the base paths. Here's a 1-2 pitch coming, and that one rolls in for ball two, 2-2. Chartiers Houston with one run in the first and then got a three spot in that second inning. the big bases clearing double last inning from Kira Drylak. Here's the 2-2. And this is lifted right at the second base bag. Riggle drifts over to field that little flare. And there's two away. I thought that might have enough to just drift over the infield, but died right there, right at the second base bag. Riggle there to make it look routine. And now Stevie Drake bats for the second time today. Struck out swinging her first time up after working a full count. First pitch here from Drylak is lifted into left center field. Randolph, look, Randolph and Hess come together. Randolph has to reach for it there, but makes the catch, and it all looks the same on the scorebook now as the out is recorded, and the Panthers go down in order for the second time in a row here in the top of the third. We head to the bottom of the third, 4-0 Chartiers Houston on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Right back at it into the bottom of the third we go. It is should be Taryn Drylak up. Yeah, I have that wrong because of that mix-up. But the one pitch and one out here is Drylak grounds out to shortstop. Did not take long there for Drylak. But, yeah, we had the lineup. Oh, and I just messed it up again. It's Fawner. Let's get it back to Aubrey Randolph, who was up. Had that little mix-up with the way that inning ended. First pitch is rolled in here to Aubrey Randolph. Randolph flew out to center field first time up. Bats here with the bases empty and one out in the bottom of the third. Randolph and then Fawner also due up in this third inning for Chartiers Houston. Looks at ball two. 2-0 to the Bucks left fielder. Happy to have you along on the WJPA Sports Network here on 1450 AM. And on WJPA.com, 2-1 the count now to Randolph as I see our sign got, how in the world did that thing fall down in front of us? Let's pitch in for a strike, 2-2 the count. We are all over the area with coverage today. This one a slow roller, backhanded by the pitcher. Sterner shall throw on to first for the out. And two away. It's the first time that Riverside has retired the first two batters of an inning. That'll bring up Fawner now for the second time. Fawner singled to lead off the second inning. Was eventually thrown out at third, but when the Panthers decided to go fielder's choice to get the lead runner, but Bucks would score three runs after that play on the bases-clearing double by Kira Drylak. First pitch, ball one to Zaylee Fawner. Ayla Sterner with the pitch. That one is low for a ball, 2-0. Other games happening right now. At least on our network, on the baseball side, Jefferson Morgan currently taking on Greensburg Central Catholic. Pitch up high. It's now 3-0. And that pitch in there for a strike. The one count, and this pitch is grounded up the middle into center field. That'll be a two-out single here for Fawner. As you see that get into center field, and Fawner on with a couple of outs, and that'll bring up Sydney English. English had the sacrifice bunt in her first plate appearance, so no at-bat registered, but did execute the bunt very well in her first at-bat. Luke going to play a game now and get a lower angle so he can stay seated. Not a bad idea. Pitch ball one here to English. We're making it work, folks. We're struggling through. Here's the 1-0, and this is fouled off out of play. Count goes to 1-1 to English. Ground ball right side. Second baseman Drake comes up with an easy play, and that will retire the side. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one left for Chartiers in the third. After three, Chartiers Houston 4, Riverside nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Welcome back here as we head to the fourth inning. 4-0 Chartiers Houston with the lead. Take a look at our line score there as Taryn Drylack has kept a pretty clean game going here against Riverside. Throw down here as we get set for the fourth inning. I want to thank Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated. Wishing the Bucks good luck driving for another WPIAL championship. I want to thank the Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated for their support here on the WJPA Sports Network as well. Addie Burry, the batter for Riverside to lead off the fourth. First pitch gets away, ball one. Burry in her first at-bat popped up to the first baseman in foul territory. Fouled out. Swings through this one, strike one. Again, Taryn Drylack doing a nice job inside the circle for Chartiers Houston here. Has only allowed the one base runner so far. Walk in the first inning. Otherwise, a clean game here for Drylack. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming to Burry and swings through that high pitch for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. That one sails up high. Get a score update from W&J, Greensburg Central Catholic, after three. Leads Jefferson Morgan 4-0. That game also on greensports.net and the NFHS network. But the Rockets on the wrong end of that 4-0 score after three innings. This one's popped up. Calling for it is that lands in foul territory. It is just a foul ball. Certainly should have been caught by someone. English ended up being the player who tried to make the play, but could not come up with it. You saw Drylack charging from third. Obviously, Taron Drylack inside the circle also came in, but no one really calling, taking charge there, and certainly English had the best shot at it, but touched it in foul territory, so it was nothing but a foul ball. That pitch apparently missed. 3-2 certainly looked to be at least near the strike zone. So a full count here to Addie Burry. She got a little life after that pop-up wasn't fielded. Here's the payoff pitch from Drylack, and it's sent into center field. Great catch by the center fielder, Hess. Showing off the range into the gap goes Hess and tracks down this hard line drive. Looked like a gap shot off the bat, but Hess says no. Fantastic play in center field for the first out of the fourth inning. So Addie Drake now the batter, second baseman. Only base runner that Riverside has had in this ballgame was Addie Drake. As she walked in the first. First pitch is up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Ground ball off the end of the bat. First baseman Hollenbach let it go for Riggle, and she'll flip it over to Hollenbach for the out. 4-3, the putout. And that's two away here in the fourth inning. Good communication there. Hollenbach probably figured she couldn't go get the ball and get back to the bag in time, made sure that Riggle was there to make the play, and Hollenbach went to the bag, and just as they're supposed to do it, make that play work. Saren Hoover, the batter, 0-1 with a ground out to short in the first. Hoover getting some instructions before heading to the batter's box. I think I lost my Riverside roster. Oh, there it is. Paper's blowing here. First pitch is a ball to Hoover. Jerry Lynn Cummings is the head coach on this Riverside team, assisted by Jamie Zona and Steve Bailey. 1-0 the count to Hoover. Here's the pitch. This is chopped foul. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike to Saren Hoover. Taron Drylack looking for another three up, three down inning here in the fourth. Swing and a miss out in front of that one. 1-2 the count. Since that two-out walk, Drylack, and that was in the first inning, Drylack has retired 9 straight Panther batters. Here's the 1-2. Chopper. That's going to be foul, third base side. Count remains 1-2 here to the catcher, Saren Hoover. Chartiers Houston leading 4-0 here in the top of the fourth. Only other score I found so far was that score for Jefferson Morgan trailing 4-0. I'll track down a few others here when I get a chance. Here's the 1-2 to Hoover. Popped foul. We'll do it again, 1-2. Taron Drylack looking for another clean inning here. Score from Boyce Mayview. Cannon Mack leading big. This pitch misses for a ball. Now 2-2. The Big Macs in the third inning lead Seneca Valley 8-0. That's That's only two at-bats for the Big Macs as well to put up those eight runs. Got three in the first and five in the second, did Cannon Mack. You can find that game on the NFHS Network and on WJPA Sports Network as well. This pitch is a ball, and good battle here from Saren Hoover, who has worked it to a full count. Who's hanging on the fence again? There's not a breath of wind anywhere right now, but our camera still... I think that guy's tapping his feet over there on the fence. We need to put up a sign. Stay off the fence. You're shaking our center field camera. Payoff pitch is in the turf. So that'll end the streak for Taryn Drylack. Nine straight she put down in between two walks. This one comes to Saren Hoover with two outs in the fourth. She'll have a runner, courtesy runner, number 32. That's Mackenzie Fryer. So Fryer at first, running for the catcher Hoover. And the batter will be Josie Cummings, who struck out her first time up. Here's the pitch from Drylack. Runner goes. Throw down to second, not in time. Stolen base for the courtesy runner, Fryer. And Riverside has a runner in scoring position. Pitch was called a strike. 0-1 the count to Cummings. Both of the runners for the Panthers have gotten to second base. Drake did so on a wild pitch back in the first, and now Fryer with a stolen base off the end of the bat. This one kicks into foul territory. It was fielded on the foul side of the line by Hollenbach. So it's just a strike. Would have been a... If she makes that catch in fair territory, she stops that in fair territory, all she has to do is let the base runner Cummings run into her and tag her for the final out. Coach Cummings is going to have a talk now with Josie Cummings before she heads back to the plate to face this 0-2 count. No balls and two strikes. Drylack kicks and deals. And this is lifted into left field. Shallow, but drifting back. There's Rush to make the play into shallow left field. And Lauren Rush puts an end to the fourth inning. Another walk is stranded, but still no hits for the Riverside Panthers through 3.5. It is Chartiers Houston 4, Riverside nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Heading into the bottom of the fourth inning, it'll be the nine-hitter due up here for Chartiers Houston, Mackenzie Schumar. Schumar was the hero out of that nine spot. You never know what heroics are going to be needed. In that case, Schumar just needed to hit a fly ball to right field. Thursday, that sack fly was the game-winning at-bat. Technically didn't even count as an at-bat with that sack fly. It's a sacrifice RBI. Certainly brought home the winning run, giving Chartiers Houston a 2-1 victory over Wash High, walk-off style. 2-0 the count to Schumar. Top of the order, of course, waits on deck with Lauren Rush and Brooklyn Hest also due up in this fourth. Chartiers Houston with one run in the first and three in the second. Swing and a miss here. 2-1 the count. pitches low for a ball. 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike, the pitch, and that is ball four. Schumar walks down for the second time today in as many plate appearances. And that is the third walk total issued by Sterner. Two of them, of course, to Schumer, the other to Brooklyn Hess, who is due up third in this inning. It looks like Coach Cummings is going to have a talk with her pitcher here, Sterner. And that might be it. Looks like we're going to have a change. Sterner's going to head to the dugout. We're going to have a pitching change here. And Josie Cummings is going to be the new pitcher. While they make that change, let's step aside. We'll get all the changes for you, what they may be, when we return here on the NFHS Network. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In your time of need, Rob McElveen, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElveen Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElveen Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElveen Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElveen Speakman Funeral Home.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet, and you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
All right, well, we had the first pitch already in there from Josie Cummings, and what happened here? We locked up? Okay, we'll just have – you can still hear me, I believe. So, well, if you're watching at home, you don't see the picture right now. Some technical difficulties. I think we'll come back here soon enough. But what happened on the first pitch here is Cummings – Lauren Rush grounded to first base, or actually it was a pop-up. The runner had to hold. Schumar had to hold it first. They were able to throw down to second to get the force out. So reaching on a fielder's choice is Rush. She's at first. Schumar was retired. She couldn't do anything. Had to hold up thinking the ball was going to be caught in the air. When it wasn't, they made an easy play up to second base to get the runner. Count is 1-1 here against Brooklyn Hess. And I think you can just get us back out of there. Well, I might see some of the replay. Here's the pop-up as this ball is foul. Don't have a great look at that either, but okay, here we go. Let's set the stage. We got a runner at first. We got one out. We got a 1-1 count on the batter, Brooklyn Hess. So the changes that was made defensively, Cummings is now pitching. That's Josie Cummings. She had been at first base. And what the other move is the designated players. This one's lined right into the glove of the third baseman, Burry. A bunt try there by Hess, but got too much of that. Sent it airborne toward third. Backhanded by Burry in the air. She throws over to first, not in time, but Hess is out number two on the lineout. That'll bring Kiera Drylack, the third baseman of the plate, who had the three-run double in the second inning. First pitch as the runner goes. That's a strike. Runner in safely is stolen base for Lauren Rush. 0-1 count to Kiera Drylack. Camera feeling the effects of something. The wind doesn't feel that strong, folks. Anyway, to finish the defensive changes, it's pretty simple, just a 1-for-1 switch, and we'll make that change in our on our score bug as well. But Cummings is now your pitcher. Josie Cummings moved from first to pitcher, and the designated player now in the field is number 7, Kara Sutphen. So she'll swap places with Sterner, who will now act as the DP. As she came out of the ballgame outside of the circle. 2-1 the count here to Drylack. And here's the pitch. Fouled off again, 2-2 now the count. Two balls and two strikes. Drylack 1-for-2 today. Here's the pitch. Fouled off again. We'll do it again at 2-2. Two-two pitch. And this is grounded right in front of the plate. Going to be a tough play. No play to be made, as a matter of fact. Everybody's safe. As Drylack to first. Just take a look at this here. She wasn't bunting. She just almost a check swing. That ball just died. Infield single. Gives Chartiers Houston runners at first and third with two away for Shauna Riggle. Riggle 1-for-2. Had the controversial at-bat in the second inning that ended that inning. Looked like she had an infield single, but eventually the umpires came together and ruled an out. Strike one here does Riggle. Here's the 0-1 from Cummings, and that is fouled back. 0-2 the count. No balls and two strikes. Cummings kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and that will retire the side. One hit, two stranded in the inning. We have played four with Chartiers Houston leading 4-0 here on the WJPA Sports Network and the NFHS Network. It's all brought to you by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Nice look at the beautiful blue sky here today from Pleasant Valley Elementary School on the Peters Township, part of the Peters Township School District. Site of a doubleheader today, Jefferson Morgan and Sarah Catholic to follow. Taryn Drylack inside the circle here for Chartiers Houston. First pitch is ball one to Ava Cummings. Ava Cummings, the center fielder, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. As we are into the fifth inning now, Cummings, the sixth hitter in this lineup, 6-7-8 due up. As a called strike, as it'll be Cummings, Kara Sutphin, who is now the first baseman, and Emma Stockman are due to bat. Riverside in a 4-0 deficit here in the fifth inning. Drylack sends this one high. Check swing holds. Ball two. 2-1 to Cummings. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch, and it's popped foul out of play. 2-2 the count. Two walks, the only base runners Riverside has had today. Count 2-2. Drylack with a pitch. That one scoots in for a ball. Now 3-2, another full count. Riverside has worked some deep counts against Drylack, and again, two of them have resulted in walks. But Drylack has got the better of it in most situations. Here's another 3-2 payoff pitch, lined foul near the football uprights over there on the third base side. Don't get to say that too often. I remember when the first time I came here, those football uprights were not spun around. So it was almost like they were in play. Turn them backwards and they do. They're pretty far into foul territory that way. Line shot again down the line. That'll be foul past the uprights into the corner. So an extended at-bat here for Ava Cummings. Cummings, one of four strikeout victims of Drylack on the day, has not recorded a strikeout second time through the order as of yet. And this being the sixth hitter. Here's the 3-2. In there for strike three. And now she has her first strikeout. Second time through the order as Cummings this time is caught looking. One away here in the fifth as Kara Sutphen will come to the plate. Sutphen flew out to left field in her first at-bat. And the first pitch to Sutphen popped up. And that one's going to drift out of play over top the Riverside dugout. No balls and a strike here to Sutphen. Emma Stockman also due up in this inning, but you know, down 4-0. If you're Riverside, you're starting to run out of outs. Right now, you're down to your final seven outs. I guess final eight. I guess there's still two outs to get in this inning. This one is fouled off and just out of reach of the first baseman Hollenbach as she stretched out, laid out to try to get there. Couldn't come up with it. 0-2 the count. We saw Hollenbach get pretty far into foul territory earlier in the ballgame to catch one, but that one had a lot more air under it than this one did. Hollenbach still laid out, tried to get there, came up about a foot short. No balls and two strikes. The pitch from Drylack. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back Ks to start the fifth inning. Sutphen is sent down swinging for the first time today, and we may have a change here. Looks like a pinch hitter potentially for Stockman. As umpire is getting the changes, I don't know if we can see that number, 32. That's Fryer, who had been a runner previously. Fryer going to bat here in the eighth spot. Mackenzie Fryer. We'll get an at-bat. Batting for Emma Stockman is Fryer. Base is empty, two away. Fryer chops the pitch foul. First base side, strike one. We will look to see if Stockman re-enters defensively at shortstop. No balls and a strike here to Fryer. Here's the pitch. That one rolls in for a ball. 1-1 the count. Drylack is cruising right along here. Top of the fifth, nobody on and two away. And here's the pitch. That misses low and in. 2-1 the count here to the pinch hitter Fryer. That Happy to have you along here on the NFHS Network. If you're watching, listening on AM 1450 WJPA or on WJPA.com. This one is popped over the head of Drylack, but fielded by Regal. She'll throw on to first just in time to get the out, and the side is retired in order yet again. That's the third time that Drylack has sent Riverside down 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Start to your Houston 4, Riverside nothing on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Stockman, Emma Stockman does re-enter at shortstop after she was lifted for a pinch hitter in the fifth inning. So we head to the bottom of the fifth. You'll look at the line score there. It's been all Chartiers Houston. They hold a 4-0 lead here as Riverside still without a hit through five innings. First pitch is ball one here to Taryn Drylack. 1-for-2 today. Drylack singled in the first and grounded out in the third, but she has had quite a day inside the circle through five innings. 1-1 the count to Drylack as she faces Josie Cummings. Fifth batter faced by Cummings after she came in relief after one batter in the fourth inning. Swings through this one, strike two. One ball and two strikes to Taryn Drylack. Here's the pitch. Lifted in the infield. Second baseman Drake calling for it. She'll make the easy catch, one away. Chance to see the replay here is can that's an easy pop-up for the second baseman, Drake. Aubrey Randolph, 0-for-2 today. Fly out and a ground out. She comes to the plate here in the fifth inning. Randolph and also Zaylee Fawner is due up. Fawner's 2-for-2 on the day. And she will also get an at-bat here in the fifth inning. Pitch misses for a ball. After one inning, Bentworth has a lead over Shenango 2-0. Score update. That game being played at Montour. And that is of a lot of interest to this ball game because the winner of this one faces the winner of that one. Count is 2-1 to Randolph. And this is a fly ball, shallow left, charging in, can't quite get there, was Drake. Randolph thought pretty hard about trying for two there, but settles for a single. One out single here in the fifth. Good job by Drake to keep that nearby her, as she didn't field it cleanly and holding Randolph to a single. Zaylee Fawner, as I mentioned, 2-for-2, singled in the second, singled in the third. Bats here with one on and one out. Chartiers Houston looking to extend a 4-0 lead. Here's the pitch from Cummings, outside ball one. If the score holds, and of course it's early in Montour, but if Bentworth does come out victorious, you've got an all-Washington County semifinal. Called strike. 1-1 the count. Could see an all-Green County semifinal. West Green and Carmichael's both win today. They're playing at Trinity, and that should be underway with West Green taking on Southside. This one popped up in foul territory. Diving attempt by Hoover. Can't quite get it. Not for lack of effort from the catcher from Riverside. Very close to making that play along the fence. Just couldn't quite get there. Count one and two, and Hoover's going to have a minute to regather herself. Lost the glasses, lost the mask. Came a little discombobulated there, but all good. Would have been a fantastic catch had she pulled that in along the fence. One ball and two strikes to Zaylee Fawner. Here's the pitch. Line drive, soft. One hopper to short. Flip on to second for an out. Stockman to Drake to get the one out. No chance to throw on to first for the double play as Fawner reaches on the fielder's choice. Play goes 6-4 as Randolph is retired at second base. And that'll bring Sydney English to the plate. English 0-for-1 plus a sacrifice in the ballgame as the sun gets behind a cloud. I'm telling you, Thursday we would have begged for the heat that we're getting today. Maybe not quite this much heat, but certainly would have begged for some heat. I was not dressed warm enough that day and can't dress cool enough today. Here's the pitch from Cummings, the 1-0, and that's left up high, 2-0 the count. Following our game here is Jefferson Morgan versus Sarah Catholic. You can catch that game also here on the NFHS Network and on greensports.net. That pitch in there for a strike, 2-1 the count. Try to get an update for you from Trinity. Action happening there between West Green and Southside. Interesting part about the 1A bracket, which we'll see Jefferson Morgan in the next game. We could see, if the results happen, we could see the same exact semifinal matchups as we had a year ago in Class 1A. Almost the same exact bracket. The only difference is that Carmichael's and Jefferson Morgan's opponents in the quarterfinals are reversed. That's it. And that's ball four, so I missed a pitch somewhere in my search for scores, but drawing the walk is Sydney English. She'll go down to first, Fawner to second. And that'll bring up Mackenzie Schumar with two on and two out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Going to have a runner at first base for English. So that'll be a substitution. That's a pinch runner. I don't know if we can see the number there. We got the ponytail down the back. Four, thank you. Number is Adriana Rosso is the batter, or the Curtis, the pinch runner for Sartiers Houston. So Rosso at first. And a first pitch ball to Schumar. Swing and a miss, 1-1 the count. West Green leading 3-0, bottom of the second inning. So there's a score update from Trinity. Swing and a miss, 1-2 the count now to Schumar, and Cummings a strike away from getting out of the fifth inning unscathed, trying to strand those couple of runners on base. Here's the 1-2. Low in the turf for a ball. So West Green leading. Bentworth leading. Canamac Baseball leading big. And at last check, Greensburg Central Catholic was leading Jefferson Morgan in their baseball quarterfinal. Pitch left up high and away. Now a full count to the nine-hitter Schumar. Here's the pitch. Slow roller back to the pitcher Cummings. Should be an easy play over to first. Boy, has to dig it out of the turf there at first base, but a nice job there from Sutphin to haul that one in. And that will retire the side after five innings. Chartiers Houston leads it 4-0 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College.
For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
And at the top of the sixth, one thing I don't have in this game on my score sheet is an error. It's been a clean game by both these teams. Ayla Sterner, the batter, as we head into the top of the sixth inning. That's the nine hitter in this Riverside lineup. Is now the designated player, started the ball game as the starting pitcher. First pitch is outside for ball one to Sterner. Drylack has shut down the Panthers in order in three of the five innings, allowing just a walk in the first and a walk in the fourth. Here's the 1-0 to Sterner, and this is sent line drive into left field, and there's the first base hit for Riverside. A leadoff single for Sterner to start the sixth inning, and that will break up any thoughts of a no-hitter for Taryn Drylack, but still well in command here with a 4-0 lead, and now we're going to see a runner at first base. And if the umpire would move, we'd tell you who that is. Is that an 18? Michaela Garcia, I believe it is at first. Garcia running for the designated player, Sterner. So that is a sub. It's a pinch runner, Garcia. Stevie Drake, the batter, back to the top of the order for this Riverside lineup. First pitch from Drylack. Runner goes. Pitch is called a strike and sliding under the tag. Stolen base for Garcia. Maybe might get a better look at the number here when she stands up. Indeed, it is Garcia, just making sure. So Riverside gets that runner at the second base. All three of their base runners have gotten to second, but no further. Much better chance of doing something with it this time around, though, is just nobody out in the inning. The last two times, the walks came with two outs. Pitch low. 1-1 the count to Stevie Drake, 0-2 today. Struck out in the first, flew out to left in the third inning. Bats here in the sixth with a runner at second and nobody out. Here's the pitch from Drylack. Swing and a miss, 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes. Drylack's pitch, fly ball to left. Randolph toward the line makes the catch. Runner will have to hold at second base. One away with a nice running catch by Randolph toward the line. You get a chance to see it here on the replay. Ranging to that line. I think that ball was in fair territory, although she had to go a long way to track that one down. Addie Burry, the batter, 0-2 today. Pop out in the line out. She had struck the ball pretty well in the fourth inning, but right at the center fielder, Hess. Actually, no, that was the gap shot that Hess made a fine running play on. First pitch was fouled off. Strike one. Addie Burry 0-1 the count as she faces Drylack for a third time. Riverside got their first hit here with a leadoff single from Ayla Sterner. Her runner, Garcia, stands at second base with one out. Here's the 0-1. popped up, foul territory. That's going to get out of play. Back behind the Chartiers Houston dugout. And burying an 0-2 hole. It's already 5:30. Scheduled start time of 6 o'clock for the second game, but that seems to be less than likely at this point. That pitch called, strike three. And two away here in the sixth. Seventh strikeout for Taryn Drylack. That'll bring Addie Drake to the plate. Drake, one of the base runners previously, had a walk. Trying to not waste that leadoff single from Ayla Sterner. Riverside now that runner at second with two out. First pitch is rolled in. Now the runner breaks for third. No throw. Let's call that a wild pitch. She was not running on the pitch. So to third base goes Garcia. And a 1-0 count to Addie Drake. Pitch misses outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch from Drylack. Swing and a miss. Chased high. Count goes to 2-1. Likely a very quick turnaround between games here, but we're still only in the sixth inning. Got some outs to get in this one. Drylack with a pitch. Off speed. Sails high. 3-1. As Drake already reached on a walk earlier in the game, potentially looking for another here. Three balls and a strike. Drylack kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Foul back, actually. 3-2 the count. Another full count for Drylack. Three balls and two strikes. Drylack with a payoff pitch. Foul back. We'll do it again. 3-2. Jefferson Morgan baseball score, 4-1. That's closing in now on the end. Top of the seventh inning there. Grounder to third. Foul. Good battle here from Addie Drake. Jefferson Morgan on the verge of elimination. They're down to their final two outs, trailing 4-1 in the top of the seventh. That's on the baseball side of things at W&J today. High fly ball. Deep left field. Randolph has it measured. She'll make the catch. And that will retire the side. The only hit of the game so far for Riverside, stranded at third base. And heading to the bottom of the sixth, it is Chartiers Houston 4, Riverside nothing, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits.
No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
Heading into the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-0 lead for Chartiers Houston. We do have our first final, by the way. That Jefferson Morgan baseball score. Greensburg Central Catholic, a winner 4-1 over Jefferson Morgan. Swing and a miss. Strike one here to Lauren Rush. Top of the order for Chartiers Houston. A one pitch coming here from Cummings. Ground ball, third base. Burry over to first in time. One away here in the sixth. Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated wishing the Bucks good luck driving for another WPIL championship. Great thanks to Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated. One away here in the sixth inning. Brooklyn Hess the batter. Hess has had a busy day on the base paths. Triple and a walk, has scored twice. Lined out to third last time up. This time she tries a slap, but slaps it foul behind the plate. That Canna Mac game, we'll check in on that score as well. They had been leading big, I think. 9-1 was the last score we saw. Now 11-1. So could have mercy rule in effect. As this is bunted. Again, third baseman. Strong throw from Burry. That's a fine play from the third baseman. Getting the speedy Hess. I think we have a hiccup on the computer, so we'll try to get you that replay if we get a chance, but back-to-back 5-3 putouts. This one was a great play by Burry to field that hard bunt. One hop, the speedy Hess coming down the line hard and took a great throw, but the out is recorded. First pitch is a ball to Kira Drylack. Canamac leading 11-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Big Macs are batting. So if they can get three outs in the top of the fifth, that would be the end of that ball game, even if they do not score any more here, but looks like they are not done. Here's a look at that great play by the third baseman. Strong throw across for Burry. Pitch in there for a strike. 2-1 is the count to Kira Drylack. Here's the pitch. Skips in for a ball, now 3-1. Certainly looks as if the Big Macs are moving on. They're going to add on here. It'll be 13-1, still batting in the bottom of the fourth. They could end it in four if they score three more. It would end . So we'll keep an eye on that score as well. Pitch misses for a ball, and that's a walk to Drylack. Two out, base runner for Chartiers Houston. Shauna Riggle now, 1-for-3. Chartiers Houston holding this 4-0 lead. Would not complain about a little insurance here in the sixth inning. Taking off for second base and swiping it. Stolen base for Drylack. Drylack's had a good day. She had the three-run double and has been on base three times. But now it's Shauna Riggle at the plate, and it's a 2-0 count on Riggle with a runner at second and two out. Here's the pitch from Cummings, swing and a miss. 2-1 the count. Yeah, Canamack right now has the game-winning run at the plate, if you will. Going to be taking a look at Hoover behind the plate. Got a little shaken up on that last swing. Give you a chance. Give me a chance to let you know this game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and the use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. And now, Canamack has gone up 15-1, so winning run is at second base in the fourth inning for Canamack. Ground ball, shortstop. Stockman throws over to first, but can't be handled at first. The one hopper, and we may have our first error of the ball game, because I think a good throw certainly retires Riggle. Call that an E6. And a runner to third base on the play. Now brings up Taryn Drylack. Runners at the corners and two away for Taryn Drylack. 1-for-3 today at the plate. Takes ball one. And now that winning run for Canamack is at third base. So Big Macs are closing in on a mercy rule victory in four. Pitch from Cummings. Little flare into foul territory. Fielded there by the first baseman, Sutphin. And that will retire the side. Chartiers Houston three outs away from moving on to the semifinals here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Green County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Green County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Welcome back. Top of the seventh inning, just getting word from Mr. Brett Gambita that we lost a camera. That is not good news, folks. Lost a camera due to a home run. Well, that would be a first. That's over at Trinity, so that broadcast on greensports.net and the NFHS Network might be a little compromised. Oh, it's been a great day, folks. Saren Hoover leads off here for Riverside. Takes ball one. As Taryn Drylack looks to put the wraps on this, ball two. 2-0 the count to Hoover. Here's the 2-0. Missed outside. 3-0 the count. And a four-pitch walk to start this seventh inning. So Hoover to first base. Josie Cummings will bat here for Riverside. Actually, we're going to have a runner at first, and previously Fryer ran for Hoover. This time it's going to be number 24. That is Addie Yowie. So Yowie at first. One on and nobody out. It's a leadoff walk, the third walk issued by Taryn Drylack. This pitch misses for a ball, ball one. Drylack all of a sudden having a little trouble here. That's five straight balls when Chartiers Houston just needs three outs. Just need three outs before Riverside scores four. No need to avoid the strike zone here, but that's six straight. 2-0 the count to Josie Cummings. He's on, yeah. Thank you. Trying to get Luke a little relief from the heat. And that is in for a strike. So finally, a strike for Drylack here in his seventh inning. She had pitched seven straight balls to start the inning. Here's the pitch. Popped foul territory, out of play. Count will run full, 3-2. Three and two, payoff pitch, ground ball over the pitcher, but fielded there by Rush. Throw gets away. There won't be an error here as the runner's not going to be able to advance. So they'll get the force out at second. That goes six unassisted at second base, but then the throw on to first. Not in time and not online. Josie Cummings reaches on the fielder's choice. Ava Cummings now the batter. Runner at first and one out. Of course, Riverside just needs base runners at this point. May have a change here in the lineup for the Panthers. Looks like it might just be a runner as Cummings is heading back toward the dugout, and they are going to bring out a runner here at first base. Didn't catch the number. We're in a bad angle for seeing those numbers. It might be 23. Well, I don't think that's it because I don't see a 23. Try to get a look at that runner, as right now it's Ava Cummings at the plate. Cummings 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts today. And that runner at first is number 21. And that is Ava Yowie. So Eva Yowie, that is. So we've seen both Yowies, Addie and now Eva, as pinch runners in the ballgame. It's actually a courtesy in this case because it is for the pitcher, Josie Cummings. Count 2-0 to Ava Cummings. With Taryn Drylack having a little difficulty finding the strike zone here in this top of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. That's in there for a strike, 2-1. Chartiers Houston two outs away. One pitch from Drylack. Ground ball, left side, third baseman Drylack. And they're going to call that a foul ball. Boy, I thought that looked like it was fair, but like I said, from our vantage point, that may have been one that hit the batter as well. It's going to be strike two on the foul ball. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first base and one out. Pitch from Drylack. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ava Cummings has been retired three times on strikeouts today. And now Riverside down to their final out. Kara Sutphin, the first baseman for Riverside now, will stand in. First pitch from Drylack. Misses outside for a ball. Wonder if Drylack's going to get stopped by. Usually the umpires don't let the players have the shirt untucked, and Drylack's shirt is now completely untucked, as you can see there from our center field camera. Popped up. Could do it. Taryn Drylack going to catch it herself and put a wrap on this one. Final score, Chartiers Houston 4, Riverside nothing. The Bucks are on to the semifinals here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Put a quick wrap on this one as we get ready for game two of our doubleheader. That'll be on the NFHS Network and greensports.net. But here on the WJPA Sports Network, Chartiers Houston advances with a 4-0 win over Riverside. They will be out into the semifinals to take on the winner of Bentworth-Shenango. Our last look, Bentworth had an early lead in that one of 2-0. We'll get you an update there a little bit later on. Just a quick recap for this one. One run in the first for Chartiers Houston. Brooklyn Hess had a triple. She would then score on a wild pitch. And then the other runs would come in that second inning after a walk to Schumar. Well, a single for Fawner, but she was forced out at third eventually. Mackenzie Schumar walked. Lauren Rush reached on a fielder's choice. Hess walked. And then Kiara Drylack had a 3-run double to give Chartiers Houston the 4-0 lead. There would be no scoring the rest of the way. Taryn Drylack was great inside the circle as well. Only allowed one hit and only allowed a total of 4 base runners over the course of the entire ball game. Taryn Drylack also ended up with 7 strikeouts on the day. She did a fine job inside the circle. Right now, though, we are going to name our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And with that three-run double that we had in this ball game that really accounted for the bulk of the scoring, came in a big moment. Kira Drylak is our player of the game, which is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. She also had on base three times, a double, a single, and a walk. And that three-run double really proved to be huge in this ball game. Kira Drylak is our player of the game. Our broadcast here on the WJPA Sports Network and here on NFHS has been brought to you by Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated, wishing the Bucks good luck driving for another WPL championship, and they're now on to the semifinals. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By Washington Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Schweinebraten Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, people you know committed to helping you through a difficult time. By the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. So, Chartiers Houston advances with a 4-0 win here over Riverside. They'll take on the winner of Bentworth and Chenango, that game on Thursday in the WPL semifinals. And that will do it here for Game 1 of the doubleheader at Pleasant Valley Elementary. Stay tuned. The other action on WJPA today will be California and Fort Cherry baseball coming up with a scheduled start time of 6:30 from Peterswood Park. For Noah Tennant on producing duties and for Luke Andrusik powering through some ill feelings, we are good to go for Game 2, I hope. I'm Jason Tennant saying so long from Pleasant Valley here in Peters Township. Again, your final score, Chartiers Houston 4, Riverside nothing. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.